Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to sports as the show moves on. I promise. I prepared a bunch of stuff to talk about sports, and I'm not going to do this for 3 hours. So we will get to sports, but have a couple other important items of business, including addressing like another member of our crew, which will be coming up momentarily. Let's talk about what's coming next. I was talking to my wife last night and just about, you know, like yesterday in the show, and she said to me, she's been saying to me for a while, like my wife is, I think, like a much sweeter person than I am. And she said to me, like, you've kind of like took some of this on yourself that doesn't need to be on you. And she's right about that. She's right. And she's like, I think you need to kind of like be excited. Like be happy. Like be grateful. She didn't say it like that. She's not a professional talker. She doesn't use like pregnant pauses and stuff like I do. I'm better at it than she is. Just felt like I wanted to say that. So my wife was like, hey, like, be happy tomorrow. Be happy tomorrow on the show. So we'll do that now. While still obviously acknowledging all the feelings of the past couple months. The new show, as I think a lot of people have been able to pick up on, and if you're someone that follows sports media news at all, then you're aware of this. Like, a press release was literally put out at the end of October, and I'm just like, well, like, I'm not gonna share this and talk about this now. With so much was uncertain at that point, and stuff was uncertain a couple weeks ago with a couple things that I'm not gonna get into on the air because it's not my place. But I think a lot of people have been able to figure it out, and I did say it on Sunday show as well with myself, and just one name, and I want to make sure I do this now before I get to everything else. There was one name that I didn't reference yesterday when I was talking about the talent on the BetMGM network that unfortunately people lost their jobs. The one name that I forgot to bring up in our daily lineup was PJ. And like, I've talked a bunch with PJ off air. I know PJ is going to be good. That was a unintentional miss on my part. I really like PJ, and I think PJ knows that and our relationship off air. But I wanted to make sure that I highlighted the Glass Man for his role on this network, like doing a daily show on Send It In for however many years it's been. I named the show. The guy named it. Ken and I actually kind of did together in Vegas with our friend Andrew Williams, our brand manager. True story. I was like, why don't you just call it Send It In and use like to Send It In Jerome? And they're like, oh yeah, that's not a bad idea. And then I heard the open, send it in. Oh, okay, great. So starting Monday, as in 6 days from now, Monday, December 29th, You Better You Bet will be aired from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the newly named Westwood One Sports. Westwood One Sports is the name of the channel. And I will be doing the show solo. And I'll get to what that means from a content perspective for everyone, like what to expect from the show. Have a bunch of stuff coming up in that regard to share with everybody. But just the real life implications of this for me, because people have asked me, like, oh, well, you know, is this a good thing for you? Like, is this like a demotion going from afternoon drive to like kind of like a midday show? And what I've said to people is, like, no, and I'll explain why in a second, but also, you know, Jim Rome is doing 3 to 6. Like, he's doing this show. And to be fair to my bosses, and I have as high opinion on myself as anybody does, if Jim Rome came to me and said, hey, I want to do 3 to 6, I would tell Nick Costos, hey, Nick, like, I think we probably need to figure out a new time. Like, Jim is a living legend in this business who I watched like when I was growing up. So Jim Rome wants that time slot. Like, not that I have anything to say about it. Like, I was like, they're like, hey, like, basically when I get approached with this, it's here's your new time slot. Yes or no. Not like, hey, like, do you think you'd be willing? This would be like Tom Brady goes to sign with a team and someone else is wearing number 12. Like, I said, do you think that guy's going to be like, well, actually, no, I'm going to keep number 12. No, like, you give it to Tom Brady or they take it from you. So this was not like, hey, Nick, like, how do you think you might want to move? It was like, no, like we want this to be your time slot. Is that negotiable? No. No, Jim Rome's going to do it. Okay, great. Like, would I like to keep my job and take this new role? Yes. Yes, I would like to do that. I would like to. And candidly, and I think the audience, I hope you can appreciate that I'm always real with you. It's, I mean, way better for my life. Way better. Now, this is not a don't cry for me Argentina thing or bust out the world's smallest violin. Like, my job's awesome. I talk about sports for a living. It's great. It's the best. I love it. Don't like, love. When You Better You Bet started, the show was from 6 to 10 Eastern. Then when we go on, I don't know when it was, we switched to 3 to 7. It's at some, well, I think we actually moved back a couple, I don't know, maybe it was like 4 to 8 for a little bit. Tyler will remember. And then we went to 3 to 7. I have not been able to, this is not a complaint. A lot of people have it way worse than me, way worse. But I'm just saying, I don't get to have dinner with my family ever. And you maybe listen to be like, well, I don't either. Okay, great. That's what I'm saying. Like, other people have it just as bad or worse than me. And it's not even that bad, but I'm just saying, right? Like, I leave in the morning to come to the office because I do the show from an office now. I come to do the show in the office. I leave in the morning. I do my calls. I get ready for the show. I sit around for a couple hours because the show, I'm not on until 4. And then I do the show. And by the time I get home, my daughter is literally like either sleeping or is about to fall asleep and is extremely cranky. If you've ever dealt with like an 18-month-old who's about to go to sleep, this is not someone, it's like sunshine and roses, like, let me give daddy a hug. No. She wants to stay with mommy and drink her bottle and read her book with Elmo in it and go to bed. So, especially during football season, I don't see my daughter that much. It's a drag. It's not the end of the world. I'm not trying to like, I'm not the victim here. I'm just saying, this is real life. And now, I get to spend more time with my family because of this. And again, like, I didn't ask for the time. I wasn't like, I said to them, I want this time slot. They were like, this is your time slot. It just so happens that it's one that I like. And also from a content perspective, I'll be real. Like, think of, like, you like, you the listener, you the viewer, you like what I bring to the table, right? I'm guessing a lot of you like my style, right? Otherwise, why? I don't know why you're here. You like what I bring you on the air. I love reacting to stuff. And it's way better and more fun to react to stuff at 9 a.m. Eastern than it is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Which doesn't mean that, like, this time slot's not great also. They're all awesome when it comes down to it. Getting a national time slot to talk about sports, it's great. It's all, I mentioned earlier in the show, varying degrees of suck. This is like varying degrees of good. But yeah, like the idea that I get to get up early and focus on the show. Because think about it now. It's like, I know what I'm going to say on the show, like way in advance of 4 o'clock Eastern. And I just like sit around. Not a complaint. I get paid well to talk about sports. But now, I get to get up, get to come to the office, get to do my work. My work ends. I do the show. I'm probably going to have a bunch of other stuff I have to do after the show, which is cool. And then I get to peace out, go to work out, hang out with my daughter, hang out with my family. Very cool. It's a good thing, and I'm jacked for it. Now, if you'll indulge me, you bet on this Tuesday. I would like to do a little story time with everybody. And I will preface this by saying, I swear on my daughter that what I'm about to say is true. I had a moment today where, and like I live in Staten Island, right, in New York City, where I'm walking around here, this area of Staten Island that I do the show from, and it looks familiar to me for a moment. Not just because I'm like on these streets all the time, but it's like here's a Japanese restaurant and there's a bodega on the corner. And you're like, oh, that's really stereotypical. Come to New York City, come to the five boroughs. All this stuff is everywhere. The different ethnicities, delis, but they're everywhere on every block when you're in New York City. And it took me back because I'm kind of thinking, you know, like this is kind of like the end of an era today on the show. And it took me back to seminal moments in my young career when I'm still, I think I'm a junior at Fordham at this point. It was 2003. And I interned at WFAN. And I don't know if this is the day that I was on what's called the Ram Van, which is the van that would take you from the Bronx on the Fordham campus to Manhattan. And then I would take the subway into Astoria to do my internship at the fan. But I remember being on the Ram Van and reading the Red Wedding scene in the third, in A Storm of Swords, the third Game of Thrones book. Shows you how long ago I was in college that I read it in the book. And I remember just like sitting there on the Ram Van, just like catatonic, just like put the book down. I don't know if this was that day, but another memory I have. And I remember walking in Astoria in Queens, which is where WFAN used to be, which is, you know, the preeminent sports radio station in the country that I grew up listening to. And I remember walking through Astoria on one of the busy streets. And there was this Japanese restaurant that I would go to sometimes, like a deli. And I remember in this moment, so this is 2003 probably. And I remember feeling like anything's possible. Like at this moment right now. It's all possible. Everything's in front of me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm interning at the station I grew up listening to, and this is going to be my career somehow, some way. I just knew it. It's all I ever wanted to do. And remember, like, a jolt of excitement, joy, and anxiety in that moment. Like, wow, like, man, like this is kind of it. This is so cool. And I had a similar moment today. walking around Staten Island. I like had this image in my head as I'm looking around and I'm thinking like, whoa, like kind of like a deja vu feeling. Because I feel that way again on the cusp of doing this new show. This is all I've ever wanted to do. I was never going to be an athlete, and I've always loved sports. And I think I shared back in the day, like on the show, like I have my mom has it in her house still, like this thing I did in seventh grade where I'm just like, I want to be a sportscaster. But this is always, always, always what I've wanted to do. And I grew up listening to The Fan. And when I was 18 at Fordham in 2001, it was literally right after 9/11, had the career fair there. And I didn't even know this when I went to Fordham. But 90.7 WFUV, 10,000 watt radio station. I remember walking over to it. It's like, yeah, like students get to host sports talk shows and do play by play and cover the local teams. And in that moment, it's like my world just changed. Because it was never like, oh, like maybe I'll be an accountant. Not that there's anything, I have accountants in my family. Like I could go into finance, whatever it is I was thinking about. I don't even know what I wanted to do with it. I knew I wanted to do something like this. And in that moment, it's like everything crystallized. It's like, this is it. Since then, we're 24 years since then, 2001 now to 2025. I've been in this field. And the vast majority of that time has been in radio. I love, love sports radio. I love everything about it. I love everything about doing a show for all of you. I love thinking about it. I love placing content like it's Tetris, figuring out what fits where, sequencing it so it all makes sense. I love sports just like in general also. So the idea that I get to talk about something I love is great. But like the art of radio, I can't tell you how much it jazzes me up. And Ken and I used to say, it's so true, and Femi and I would say it too. No matter what's going on in your life when you do this for a living, you could be having a crappy day at work, you know, like stuff going on at home. Look, like I fight with my wife, then my girlfriend, like anybody else does, right? You get into a fight with your significant other, like your day sucks. When the red light turns on, meaning when the show starts, it's like all that stuff, not that it fades away in like forever. Like you still have to face life when like the show ends, of course. But while you're on the air, it's when the show's going, it's freeing. Like it's liberating. It's amazing. And I don't take it for granted. And the opportunity to do this show for these two entities. And I understand that there's a part of our audience that like is like very anti these entities because of what has happened and people have been let go. And I am not going to fight with anyone on that. I certainly understand where people are coming from. Just on the Odyssey side of it, and I'll talk about the other side of it on the other side and we'll talk content. But still, we have a lot to get to. I'm going a little long, but this is all really important to me. The fact that I am able to do this for the parent company of WFAN, and that I host a Sunday morning football show on WFAN will never not be cool for me. And this is a legacy brand. And the fact that I get to continue on and do a show for this legacy brand means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. On the other side, we'll talk about another legacy brand, the content that you can expect from the show moving forward. And I have what I think is a pretty fun surprise for everybody as well. A lot still to get into on the show, including we will speak to a member of our crew about something very important here on a Tuesday on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.